The University of Georgia Department of Theater and Film Studies presents Cabaret, Friday, November 3rd through Sunday, November 12th at the Fine Arts Theater. Cabaret is part of the 6th annual Spotlight on the Arts Festival. Artistic Director of Actors Express in Atlanta and Director of Cabaret, Freddie Ashley, joins me in the studio to talk about this event. Freddie, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I introduced you as Artistic Director of Actors Express in Atlanta and Director of Cabaret. Can you talk a little bit about Actors Express? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Actors Express is a theater in Atlanta. We're located in West Midtown, and we focus on contemporary plays and new interpretations of classics. And we do theater that we hope sparks community-level conversations. And we have been around for about 30 years. In fact, we're in our 30th anniversary season now. And it's a great part of Atlanta's cultural scene, and I'm really proud to have been running it for these last 10 years. I'm actually bringing my own perspectives from my work out in the profession, out in the world, to the campus community. And so it's useful for students to have access to professional artists in that way. And so I take that responsibility very seriously in my role as a guest director. And it's great fun. I love working with students because what you see is you get people at varying levels of their training and experience, and you work with them to bring them together into something cohesive, and it's really great fun.
Can you talk about Cabaret to someone who might not be familiar with it?
Well, it's a great show. It is one of the classics of the American musical theater, written by Candor and Ebb, who are probably most well known for Chicago, but have written many other terrific, terrific musicals. And Cabaret is a show that takes place in the height of the Weimar Republic in Berlin, when it was a freewheeling party town. And a young author shows up to experience all of the debauchery that Berlin had to offer at that time. But unfortunately, it is also against the backdrop of the rise of the Nazis. And so they're about to come to power. And so there's this shadow being cast over the city. And you get the sense that this big party is about to come screeching to a halt, which indeed came to pass in real life.
Is this the first time you've directed here at the university?
It is, and I'm having a great time.
When did you begin rehearsals?
We began on September 18th. And we have about a 7-week rehearsal process until opening night.
What is that like? How does it begin? I mean, I guess it begins with auditions. Is that correct?
Right. Well, we actually had auditions earlier in the semester because the department was auditioning for other productions as well. And so we all held the auditions at the same time so that we could see the students at once. And but we actually started the pre-production process back in the spring with preparing the scenic design, the costume design, the lighting design, and the other areas of production. It was a pretty lengthy process that took a bit of a hiatus over the summer, and then we reconvened when school started.
Is it an all-student cast?
It is an all-student cast. It's a mix of graduate students as well as undergraduates.
Who are the leads?
Well, we have two graduate students actually playing the lead roles. Sally Bowles, who is the sort of very saucy and sexy cabaret singer. Sally Bowles is one of the great characters of all time. She's being played by a marvelous actress named Katie Butcher, who's a grad student in the theater department here. And the MC, which is a role made famous by Joel Grey, is being played by Larry Cox, another graduate student. And he is this mysterious, manipulative character who is kind of controlling the entire evening and just full of mystery. And they're both very sexy and very alluring and just full of life.
What's been the biggest challenge in staging this production?
Well, it's a show that's a pretty massive production in many respects. There's a great deal of music, a great deal of choreography, and some pretty demanding production elements. So I think the biggest challenge is really making all of those elements come together into something cohesive, and which is always the case when you're working on a big, big musical production like this.
Yeah. Will there be a live band performing with you? Is there a soundtrack that goes with it? I know it's a musical, but
yeah, there's a live band, and they're actually on stage in full view of the audience as part of the action of the show. So it's really kind of a fun, unique approach.
That sounds very much like what I remember seeing in the film. This was a Broadway production first, was it not?
That's right. It premiered on Broadway in 1966, and it was revived in 1987 and again in 98, and then again in 2014. Now, the film version that is pretty famous with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey has some pretty marked differences from the stage version. It's, of course, based on the stage version. Mm-hmm. So if your only experience is having seen the movie, it'll be pretty different than the stage show.
With a production that's been done so well and in so many different ways, how much latitude, I mean, how comfortable are you in asserting your own directing style in bringing out the performance of these actors and performers?
Well, anytime you're working on a show, particularly one that is well known and that has been around for a while, I always start by asking, why do this production right now, and what are audiences going to be bringing to their experience in the show, and how do we meet them where they are? Because you certainly can't change any language. You can't change any of the music. You are bound by a license agreement that demands you present the play as written. And yet there's actually a great deal of interpretive latitude because a show like this that lives for a number of years and decades is naturally going to have different resonance at different points in time. And I think this show resonates now very differently than it might have 5-10 years ago. And specifically on a university campus, which might have different expectations in the audience or the campus community than you might have in another production elsewhere. And I think there are certain points of resonance in the show, particularly with the political climate of today and how divided it is, and how there are so many ways of trying to understand the world we live in. Mm-hmm. And the characters in the play are trying to understand the world that they live in as well under some pretty oppressive political circumstances. And so we thought there were some very resonant thematic overlaps.
Indeed. Is this production family friendly?
No.
Okay.
This is a pretty racy show, and it's all presented in a spirit of fun. Mm. I wouldn't say that the show is at all explicit, but it's definitely one you might want to bring. You might want to hire a sitter and leave the kids at home.
Okay. Well, there should be plenty of opportunity to go see this one. I see that you've got a pretty good run scheduled for about 9 days, I see. Is that correct?
Right. We run over 2 weekends starting November 3rd, and we go until the 12th.
That sounds like by the end of each weekend, you're going to be pretty exhausted.
Well, I think that might be true. You know, there's quite a bit of dancing in the show, and so a lot of the students are up there working really, really hard on stage.
So from an art point of view, as we talk about Spotlight on the Arts, one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure we talk about different artistic genres. And in this one production, we're talking theater, we're talking acting, we're talking dancing, we're talking musical performance. We're talking other types of visual art that we can't see on the radio, but because of it goes into the set design. Is that correct?
That's right. We actually looked at quite a bit of photography from the period. Mm-hmm. We looked at some Bauhaus art from the period and some painters, and we let a lot of that work really inform and inspire us in terms of how we approach the physical production. So it's definitely influenced from across a number of genres.
Terrific. What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, what I'm looking forward to the most? That's a hard question. It's such a great show with so many wonderful elements. I love working on a big musical like this because of that. Mm-hmm. I think what I like the most really are the songs and the big production numbers with the dancing and the terrific singing.
Yeah. And what do you think will be the biggest audience draw, if not exactly what you just said?
Well, I think people love a good musical, but I also think that people like this musical on a number of levels because there is certain resonance with our contemporary world. As with any great classic, there's going to be that point of entry. But I think also that the spectacle of it is great fun. And that there is this sort of cheeky sensibility to it, that it's not particularly reverent, that it really embraces people letting their freak flags fly. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a fun and freeing experience to have in the theater, and something that we can all escape into, even though we might be living our own conventional lives day to day. We can go to the Kit Kat Club for a couple of hours and really embrace that kind of tawdry underworld.
Can you talk a little bit more about the process of staging a performance like this?
Right. So, you know, after having been in pre-production and auditions for a while, we began rehearsals in mid-September, and we started with music rehearsals. The first thing we did was have everyone learn the songs and get really comfortable with the music. Then we started layering in choreography and staging, and we moved from there on to scene work, where we're working, you know, with the actors and working moment to moment to moment in the play. And so then the next step after that is always to sort of put it all together and run the show. And then after that, we go into tech rehearsals, which will add in the elements of lighting and sound and costumes and props. And so it's a pretty involved, meticulous process that you have to really take one step at a time, all the while keeping a sense of what the cohesive end result will be.
Wow. It sounds like a huge undertaking, and being a huge fan of Cabaret, I can't wait to see it.
Well, I can't wait for the university community and for the Athens community to see it. I think it's a fun show, and I think people are going to have a great time with it.
So there's a number of performances on the schedule. Where can people go to find out what the show times are?
Well, folks can go to drama.uga.edu for more information and to find tickets.
Okay, very good. The performance is Cabaret. It takes place Friday, November 3rd through Sunday, November 12th at the Fine Arts Theater. Once again, it's part of the University of Georgia's Spotlight on the Arts Festival. Artistic Director of Actors Express in Atlanta and Guest Director of Cabaret, Freddie Ashley, thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
For more information about the performance, you can visit drama.uga.edu. To hear the full discussion with Director Freddie Ashley, check out the podcast on our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.